Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, our producer and engineer, Stephen the Man Chaldone.
Hello there.
So post-Thanksgiving, how was your Thanksgiving?
Good? It was very nice. Spent it with some friends. Ate more turkey than I care to admit to.
That's good. I'm glad. Well, you know, I was over at the convent with my dad. We had a nice time over there, too. And visited some friends. So it's a great weekend. It's one of my favorite weekends because a lot of people are around. Mm-hmm. So you get to see people you haven't seen so much. And,
right.
It's
you
been
know,
a good
the college
weekend.
Kids come home for their first big weekend.
Yeah, see them,
know,
too.
So
I saw some of those guys.
You get to see all those guys coming back home.
Yeah, it's been a good weekend, actually. And it's a great weekend. You know, once again, we kind of get into that consumer mode as we enter into the, you know, Black Friday and Black Saturday, Black Sun. I don't know what it is now.
It's black everything.
Cyber Monday is coming up. So all of those things, you know, I don't know. Interesting. I don't know, like, you know, what it all adds up to, actually. But I think it's a big marketing tool. But it's all right. You know, I think ultimately, Sheldon, there's a lot of good things that happen at this time of year. And we got to take the good with the bad and recognize that it's a good season.
Yes, you know, it is a good season.
Advent has started. So it's kind of a fun thing for that too, because you know what happens this year, the way it works out, Christmas is on a Sunday.
Right.
So we actually have 4 full weeks of Advent. And it's not one of those things where, like, you know, 4th Sunday of Advent and Monday's Christmas. Nope, we got a full, nice full load this year, so it's good. We're in good shape. So I'm happy about that. I'm excited about this season. And it's going to be okay. It's going to work out pretty good, I think.
I think so.
I think we're going to be all right, Sheldon. We're going to be all right.
We'll
Don't
survive.
Worry. You seem like you're pensive. You're okay. You're going to be good. There's a lot of responsibilities to take care of, and we're going to be okay. And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the power of responsibility on our show and everything that's entailed with that with the help of God. To start us off, here's Joe Walsh. Life's been good.
Peace school.
It's a great kind of philosophy to be able to have in your life, to be able to look at your life so far and you say, you know what, life has been good. And that's a great, great gift to be able to do, to be able to recognize the power of our lives and to say, you know what, good things have happened to me and life truly has been good. That's not easy to do, but ultimately I think that's kind of what we look at, the wins and the losses, the victories and the tragedies and the moments of joy and the moments of sorrow, and say, yeah, you know what, ultimately life has been good. And I think that's kind of a great kind of summation. You think about Joe Walsh singing this song, it's kind of interesting, right? Because Joe Walsh, you know, former alcoholic and drug addict and all of a sudden be able to look back and say, yeah, life's been good. You know, that's a great way to be able to see life, because we know God is with us. We know that in the midst of struggle, in the midst of things not always going the way we planned them, you know, that ultimately we're going to get through. Ultimately, it's all going to work out. So there's something very powerful about that, and recognizing that ultimately, you know what, it is a good life. Ultimately, there are good things that are going on every single day. And the more we can recognize that, the more we can find that the goodness of that calls us to treat life well. And that's part of that responsibility, not to waste our lives, you know, but to do good things with our life, to do good things with the time we've been given here on this earth. That's kind of what's going to matter in the long run anyway. Here's Peter Gabriel. This is called DIY. Asking yourself, like me, what does DIY stand for? Do it yourself. Yeah. You know, ultimately, that's part of responsibility. Like, we can lay a lot of our problems on other people and say, well, you know what? I'm the way I am because of this or because of that or because this person never liked me. And blah, blah. Ultimately, you know, we kind of have to take responsibility for our own lives and kind of embrace that and kind of recognize the power of that. I remember when we were kids, you know, we have a few things we'd say to our parents when we didn't do well on the test, right? And one of the famous lines was, the teacher hates me, you know, the teacher hates me. And I can't tell you how many times I had lunch in a faculty room, how many times I interfaced with teachers in the 13 years I was in a Catholic high school. I never had a teacher once say to me, I hate that kid. I'm making sure he fails. This doesn't happen, you know? Ultimately, the responsibility is ours. We can't blame somebody else for our bad grades. We can't blame somebody else for something that's not going right. Ultimately, you know, we've got to do it yourself. DIY. Makes sense. We have to take responsibility for our lives and say, you know what? I can change this. Like, I can rewrite my own history. And I have this unbelievable ability through the gift of God giving us freedom in this world to change things tomorrow. I could get up tomorrow and be a new person. And, you know, that's an incredible reality. So that's part of what we're called to recognize. And I think part of this great challenge. It's kind of the fun of responsibility and the fun of the responsibility that's really a gift from God. Here's Elton John, Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word. Taking responsibility for something or something in our life often involves apologizing, right? Or asking for forgiveness. And there's something about that, that sometimes that is such a hard word for people, right? I think when I was a younger guy, I think sorry was a more difficult thing for me. Now, for some reason or another, not so hard for me to say I'm sorry. Not so hard for me to say I'm wrong. I don't know why. I just, maybe as you get older, it gets easier because you make a lot more mistakes. I don't know. But there's something about that that's kind of easy to understand in a way and also kind of profound in another way. That forgiveness is such an important thing. So for us to be good at receiving forgiveness, we also have to be good at seeking forgiveness. So I guess it's acknowledging that we do make mistakes sometimes, acknowledging that sometimes we're wrong. It just doesn't always go the way we plan. And that's okay. And I think if we can recognize that, then we really begin to move and things begin to change in our lives. So it's a valuable, kind of a valuable lesson, I guess, that life teaches us. Here's The Who. This is called The Real Me.
Please.
Well, hopefully as time goes on, we know the real me better, right? We know who we are better. And I think that helps us to better deal with responsibility in our lives. Like, we know the gifts we've been given. I think, I don't mean to put down 15, 16, and 17-year-olds. It's hard to know your gifts, right? When you're 15, 16, and 17, what does God give me that I'll be able to utilize the rest of my life? Like, when you're 15 and 16, you say, well, you know, I'm a great football player. Well, guess what? When you're 30, you're not going to be able to do that. So I think, you know, the reality is that, like, we discover our gifts as time goes on. And then it's about utilizing those gifts. It's about recognizing the talents that God has given us. Some of them, like these big wide ones, you know, like being compassionate, being understanding, being a person who is joyful. Those are kind of the big things. And then there's those smaller gifts, you know, like saying, I'm really good with my hands. I'm good with wood. You know, I'm a really good carpenter. I'm a really good mechanic. I'm really good with internet technology. You know, those are all three things right there in a row that I stink at. So there's something about that that's kind of interesting when you see, like, how could God give somebody, now, like, there's a buddy of mine, Jimmy White. This unbelievable guy is, like, so talented with so many things. And I think to myself, and all I can do is, like, just kind of, you know, stand up and do this in front of a microphone, you know? Like, it's a whole different, you know, set of gifts, but nonetheless, that's what makes the world go round, right? It's all these different gifts that we have. So it's about sharing those gifts and recognizing that, yeah, that's the real me. Now what do I do with them? I don't keep them under a bushel basket. I got to use them, and that makes all the difference in the world. Hey, here's Journey. This is called Who's Crying Now? I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about responsibility now. Who's crying now? Well, sometimes in our lives, you know, our lack of responsibility does hurt other people. You ever think about that? You know, when I'm irresponsible, it really does hurt other people and hurts them sometimes in big ways, right? Like, you know, we can hurt people we love and not mean to hurt them. And that can be, you know, devastating to us. I never meant to hurt my, you know, my kid by something I did or said, but why did I do that? You know, so yeah, those things happen. You know, we hurt their feelings or something goes wrong. But other times, you know, kind of larger group like Earth, you know, people. Like, you know, you say, well, I don't really care. Like, I throw garbage out of my window, and I don't care what anybody says. You know, I throw all the stuff on the road. Doesn't matter to me. You know, or I drive up on the grass to make sure that I can get around everybody instead of waiting online to get on a crowded parkway in the morning. You know, those kinds of things, like that lack of ability to live in community hurts other people. Who's sorry now? Well, you're sorry now because you're causing trouble everywhere you go, you know? So the world is full of bullies. You don't have to go far to find a bully, right? But I think ultimately we have to kind of rise above that, don't we? We have to kind of recognize that there's a unity that we share that becomes very, very positive. So if that's us, you know what? We got to start taking responsibility for our lives and say, I can't go around this world like I'm the only person who drives or like I'm the only person who has a life and everybody else's life kind of feeds my life. No, it's about looking at the world in a different view, and that we can do starting now, today, right now, you know, with the help of God in our lives, say a little prayer and ask God to help change your vision. It can happen. And that's power, the power, I think, of what, you know, what God does in all of our lives. You know, we can get beyond that. We don't have to be sorry for ourselves. We can really recognize that we can make other people's lives better by having that positive attitude. Hey, here's the Georgia Satellites. This is an oldie. Keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
Well, ultimately, we have to be responsible for ourselves, and that's true. I don't know if you've ever gotten into a fight in your life. I remember once in my life, when I think I might have been in fourth grade, I got into like a fist fight, you know, with somebody. And, you know, it was at the bus stop, one of those things. You're dead at the bus stop lawn, you know, that kind of thing. And I got clipped in the mouth and the kid knocked out my cap. And that was the end of that. You know, I lost my tooth when I was a little kid. And so, you know, it's a funny thing, like fist fights. I don't know. I just can't even fathom them in my life. But that one time was enough to teach me, boy, it was not a fun feeling. You know, I think there's got to be better ways for us to work out disagreements. And I think that's something we have to ask God. God's help within our lives, right? When we disagree with somebody, can we healthily disagree? I mean, this country has healthily, or maybe unhealthily in some ways, disagreed with who should be president, right? It's an interesting thing. But now that we have elected somebody, you know, now we have to unite around that. We just say, okay, now we got to work together on this thing. You know, we got to kind of unite ourselves as a country. And that's not easy to do as a country. It's even more difficult to do as a person, right? With our family or with our friends or with somebody at work who we're angry with. How do you do that? How do you kind of let go of that pain? That's an important thing for us. We have to be able to be those people who say, I'm not going to hold that grudge. Even though everything in me says, hold the grudge, I got to let it go. Because if I don't let it go, it's going to hurt me ultimately. And I think that's part of our own responsibility to ourselves, is to allow ourselves to be healthier by our ability to let go of anger. With the help of God in our lives, that can be done. And that's so important. Here's Todd Rundgren, Bang the Drum All Day.
I just want to back.
bang the drum all day. Well, yeah, I want to be absolutely irresponsible and just have fun, fun, fun all the time, all the time, all the time. I'm kind of drawn to that, too. Who's not drawn to that? But ultimately, you know, we have responsibility in life. You may be able to think of a time when you say, well, you know, before I got married and had kids, it was different. But, you know, I think our responsibilities always are there. But I think they change as time goes on. I just did some remote work in Baltimore, and we had a crew down there with us who traveled with us from New York. And, you know, it's interesting. Like, those guys have kids. And as a matter of fact, during one of the shows we were doing, you know, off on the side, we had a break. And off on the side, a couple of guys were FaceTiming with their little children, you know, and I could hear one of the guys talking to his son and everything. I was like, this is beautiful. Like, it's a cool thing because, like, part of that responsibility in relationship with the people God gives us in our lives. Talk about our greatest possessions and the greatest gifts we've ever received in our lives. I mean, it's going to be nothing concrete, is it? It's not going to be a car or anything. There's going to be these kids that we have in our lives who change our lives forever. So, yeah, we can't sit around and bang on the drum all day. No, we got to do work. We have to earn money to take care of them, and we have to be able to give them our time and our talent. Those are the other things. Like those three things I talked about, time, talent, and treasure, those three things we're kind of responsible for, we have to give to our kids. And those are important things to teach them about, that, you know, giving time to somebody who's in need is an important part of our lives. Using our talent to make the world a better place and help somebody who's in need, again, a huge thing. And the treasure. You know, I have friends who give their kids an allowance, and part of the deal with the allowance is that 10% of it, you know, goes to a charity of their choice. So the kids figure out, like, what they want to give money to that month. And that month is what they give. And the parents were telling me the kids always give away more than 10% of the money that they get. So, you know, it's a great thing to teach our kids about because that passes responsibility on to the next generation. That's a good thing to do. Hey, here's Sting. If you love someone, set them free. simple but profound lesson. If you love somebody, yeah, they got to be free. We can't hang on too tight, because if we don't hang on loosely, love is going to get killed. Love needs breathing room, and that's the great gift in our lives of being able to set somebody free in love. Let our kids go to college. Let them even fail. But the bottom line is we're with them all the time to guide them and be with them in love and in care. That helps them to grow. That's a great gift from God. Here's Bachman Turner Overdrive, Taking Care of Business.
Taking care of business. We've been taking care.
Part of the responsibility of our lives, part of what God has given us, is that we have to take care of business in our life. That's true. And we all have business, don't we? The business of caring for elderly parents, the business of being compassionate and forgiving, good examples to our kids. All of those things are part of what we're called to be. So yeah, we have to take care of business. If we don't, somebody else is going to take care of it for us, and that's called irresponsible. So yeah, to be responsible people, we have to do that work, the work of being responsible and taking care of the business that God has given us to do on this earth to make a difference and a long-lasting one at that. Here's Led Zeppelin, Nobody's Fault But Mine.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's about taking ownership for our lives. Sometimes it's about taking ownership for the things we've done wrong. It's all about responsibility, though. God has gifted us with lots of different things in our lives, time and talent and treasure. Let's use them well. Let's ask the Lord to help us to do the job we need to do on this earth to get the job done. Take care of this world. Make it a better place because we've been here. Because ultimately in our lives, that's what we've been called to do, and that's what's going to lead to real deep happiness. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by the man who's quite responsible, Stephen Shaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.